Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following podcast has been rated listener MA. It contains strong language, violence, adult situations, nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
Would you rather give up cheese or blowjobs for the rest of your life?
Oh, blowjobs all day.
I'm the same. I'm fucking
way. Yeah, they hurt my jaw.
Blank. Rejected name for condoms.
Gosh, I don't know. Cock koozies, jizz mittens, ham holsters, kidnappers.
Yeah, try it now! try it now!
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Laughing on the Sidelines podcast. I'm your host. My name is Scotty Gurman, a.k.a. Scooter McFuck My Life. And alongside me, pretty much at this point as usual, I have two excellent stand-up comedians. First, he is the very lovable, very deep-voice-having homosexual. Please welcome the very funny Mr. JP. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. And he is the only Two-time.
I'm a two-timing son of a bitch.
Funniest person in Wichita, Kansas. Please welcome Mr. Derek the Wreck Alders. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe I get to sit here next to you every week, man.
I can't believe you're almost every week. I can't believe you're sitting. That should be a goddamn standing O, JP.
I mean, you know what, man? I feel like I've already done that. So I can't do it every time.
Oh, man. Well, welcome in to another episode of the Laughing on the Sidelines podcast. If this is the very first time you've ever listened to this show, this is a comedy podcast. We like to make very inappropriate jokes about the current events that are going on in sports and inappropriate jokes that have nothing to do with sports whatsoever. This is also an adult podcast where we use foul language.
Like the word fuck.
Yeah, that one. That one is used quite a lot. But this is also an adult podcast.
I gotta go.
My
pastor would not like this.
Oh, really? Your pastor?
Yes.
Something tells me that's full of shit.
Hey, I pray to who I pray to.
Yeah, and we also like to offend people, so if you have thin skin, you're in the wrong place. Get the fuck out of here. Thank you. Bye. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. First time Derek's been back since a particular trade has happened. I know a lot of people were asking about that in particular. We've got Never Have I Ever is back. That's Where I Draw the Line. Questions and preguntas, a draft, and as always, a shitty situation. But as we do every show, we're going to talk about what's happened to us over the last week. And so, Mr. Anticlimactic himself, everybody, Mr. JP.
So I've been bowling, smoking, straight West Coasting.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I went to a friend's 50th birthday party on Friday night.
Was it yours?
No.
Oh.
Go fuck yourself. Got a few years till then, but his mom and aunt have a place out in Benton, and they have a plane. They live right on the airfield, so we did it.
Oh, over by Stearman?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so fuck, yeah.
We did it in their hangar, and man, it was awesome.
Oh, I'm sure.
Tons of people, and it was good to see everybody, so
yeah.
It was fun.
It
was a lot of fun.
And then
Saturday night,
yeah,
went over to Derek's house and played poker.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a lot of fun for me.
It was a lot of fun for me,
fucking
too.
Fucking finally.
You actually won.
I couldn't believe it, man. I got second place in the tournament somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know how. I really don't know how I eked that one out, but I did. And then I won a decent amount of cash in the cash game. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I feel good about it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
We were all three there.
Yeah, I was there because I lived there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, we would have never invited him.
Yeah. I suck at poker.
You do, but
man.
We're glad to have you there.
And you know what? I'm happy to donate. I like seeing cards.
Yeah,
I really do. I haven't played since the last time.
You don't think we invite you for your company, right?
Well, I figured.
Okay.
I'm not an idiot.
You're the fish.
I'm not dense.
Yeah, okay.
Even a guy who sucks at poker can get lucky. Look at Jamie Gold.
Yeah.
you know what I mean? Very true.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that guy.
He's fucking terrible.
He is terrible.
But yeah, so you did good at poker.
Yep. And I've been bowling really, really good lately.
Yeah. That's it.
You know, other than
really
not being able to get laid.
Well, I mean, that's it. Yeah, there was a question that you posed on the...
Anyone. I don't even care at this point. If you have money and you're willing to take care of me, man, I'm in.
What about that guy with the V-neck socks?
Nope. It's only money. It's not that important.
The V-neck socks?
So there's this guy that I used to bowl with. And he's a big dude, and he has the biggest cankles I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how the sock stretches that far. Like,
wow.
It shouldn't.
Right.
It shouldn't. So he was at the bowling alley about a couple months ago, and I was like, Derek, you know, I was like, check that out. And he's like, Jesus Christ, he needs some V-neck socks.
Fucking great.
It was fucking fantastic.
Well, I guess if that's your week, I'll kick it off.
Yes, I didn't say I was done.
Oh, I thought you were
done. Maybe I did more.
Oh, did you?
No.
I didn't think so.
Very good.
I just kind of, I kind of assumed. And I
assumed, that was a lot already for me.
I was going to say, yeah, pretty solid.
Yeah. He made a bong out of a hat.
Oh, I did do that.
Yeah. Did you really?
No.
Okay. All right. You fucking assholes. So yeah, poker night was a lot of fun, even though I donated quite a few times. I still had fun. It's always cool to get together with a group of guys that, like, everybody's cool. And, I mean, how many of us? There's 12?
11.
11 yep. of us. And it's kind of funny. And it's the coolest thing in the world because it's a good game, but it's not terribly expensive. It's not, it really is.
It was for you.
Nah, not really. I mean, not horribly. You got to remember, I'm rich, Derek.
Yeah, that's true.
Snowboards, they're all over the place.
Now you got skis. You got two snowboards.
Yeah, I do.
So they're skis now.
Yeah.
And JP loves to go skiing.
I think it's really
correct.
I think it's really cool because after you sit down at a table for a couple hours, you start picking up on stuff. But I did not realize. I mean, I know Jamie is good at cards. I know he's very good at cards. Mm-hmm. But the banter back and forth with you and him the whole fucking night. Oh, I was losing my shit. I had so much fun. But the coolest part is it's a cheap game or it's an inexpensive game, but everybody is good at. I mean. Above average.
So, like, when, you know, Jamie and I both smoke.
Yeah.
So, when we would go smoke, we were talking strategy. he's like, did you see him do this? And I was like, dude, I totally saw him do that. And I'm going to take advantage of that later. I guarantee I end up with his chips. And Jamie's like, not if I can get him first. So, there were actually two pots during the night that, one that I called Jamie with... like nothing.
Yeah.
Because I knew the only reason he raised was because he was trying to get in there with dude.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, fuck you. you're not getting in there without me. And then, like, maybe two or three hands later, dude raised. And then I repopped him. And Jamie just looked at me like, you motherfucker. And then he called. And I'm like, okay. And then it ended up, I won one of them. Jamie won the other one. But
was it tournament or the cash game?
This was still during the tournament.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, it was a lot of fun. It was a good time. I finally beat Assassin's Creed Valhalla. It's taken me that long.
Congratulations.
So that means that there has to be a new game to go to that's a big game, long game. And I've had it for 2 years. I bought it when it first came out and I hadn't played it. And I played Far Cry 6. And I know it's been out for a long time, but it's in like a coastal country to where you're by the ocean. And there are sharks in said fucking ocean.
Oh, well, no wonder you didn't play it.
I played it this weekend. Yeah, I played the fuck out of it. Yeah. But it was absolutely hilarious because my wife wanted to watch me play, and I couldn't understand why. And it's because there would be situations to where I would have to get in the goddamn water, and I was terrified. I was terrified. Indeed. Absolutely terrified. It's a fucking video game, and video game sharks scare the shit out of me. Nice. That's ridiculous. That's a good deal. That's so pathetic.
You want to turn all the lights off and watch Jaws?
Absolutely fucking not. And that's one of my favorite movies. Love too.
That's movie. Also JP's nickname.
Yeah, I'm sure. True. Yeah. Uh huh. But yes, it was also my
much like a snake, I can unhinge mine.
Yeah. Good. That's great.
Just letting you know.
Thanks, man. I'm good.
You're welcome.
But it was also my holiday over this last
week. It
weekend.
Was. Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah.
All of us little Irish fucks.
We tried to catch you Saturday night, but sure goddamn if you're slippery, little son of a bitch.
Oh, I got away.
He still got his gold.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
We got some of it.
That's true. But yeah, so happy St. Patrick's Day for everybody out there. I hope you guys had a good time and nobody died. And then lastly, I did want to make kind of an announcement. We tried something different this week, and we've done it before, but I think we're going to stick with it because it was really nice. But we're going to now do, instead of Monday Fun Day, it's always going to be Monday Friday. That's like the weekend. It's kind of nice. But also, if we record an episode on Tuesday, it gives us a little bit more time.
It's a beautiful thing about month. It can go on any day of the week.
It can go on any day.
It's still a fun day. You can still call it Monday Fun Day.
You can. Yeah. You can.
Damn sure can.
But, you know, it is what it is. So now that's going to start coming out on Fridays. So keep your eyes peeled for that. I believe this next episode, we don't know. We actually may record over the weekend. So be on the lookout for that. If you see it and you want to put something in there, always put it in as fast as possible, because whenever we decide we're going to record, I'm going to start writing the show. But other than that, I had a great weekend. So yeah, that was my week. Derek, you haven't been here in 2 weeks. How you been?
Fine.
Good.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Moving on.
I
played poker with you assholes.
Yes, you did.
I won a little bit of money.
Good.
Not as much as I did.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
But I've never lost as much as you have.
True. Very true.
So yeah. I won a little bit of money playing cards. Won enough to pay for the. I bought a video game.
Oh, what'd you get?
That Ghosts of.
Sashimi
or whatever, the sushi thing.
Yeah, Ghosts of Tsushima.
Yeah, I bought that.
Have you played it yet?
No, I'm waiting on it.
Oh, it's still
coming. I'm cheap. I wasn't going to pay $70 new, so I bought it on eBay for $30.
I don't blame you.
I've also got another game that's getting ready to come out that I'm ready to go pick up. South Park Snow Day comes out.
A video game?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Next.
Have you played the other ones?
Oh, yeah.
They're good?
The ones back in the day were hilarious.
Fractured Butthole was not great.
What was the one with the chickens that you shot chicken cannons
at? That was the first one on Nintendo 64.
Yeah, I played that one. That was fun.
I bought a 64 to play that game when I was in high school and then beat it and then returned the 64.
You fucking dog.
Yeah, I was a piece of shit. Well, I mean, still am, but yeah. I was, too.
Absolutely.
I've always been this way.
So did that. Been doing comedy. So not this last weekend. I did poker instead. But man, I went from trying to figure out if I was gonna just stop doing comedy to taking that last minute show in Topeka, and then the next week I did a show at Vorshay's, and the next week I did the show with Steve at the Crown Uptown with Paulie Shore.
That's right. We talked a little bit about that last week. But yep. what was your experience with Paulie?
He was a nice guy.
Yeah.
I guess. Steve got to chat with him briefly. I didn't think I was going to really get a chat with him. But like I found out last minute I was bringing him up. So they took me into his green room and we chatted for a minute. Just told him like his one man show was really cool. Just about how his life was as a kid all the way up until he started like making movies.
Yeah.
As a comedy dork. I love that. So I just told him, I was like, man, I said, I loved your show last night. That was as a comedy fan like that. You've had an incredible life. And he just looked at me and he's like, I know, bro. It's fucking crazy. But, he put me on his Instagram story, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, he spelled it fucking wrong.
Oh, yeah. First, I was Damon.
Yeah.
But now I'm Derek with a C.
Well, D-E-R-E-C-K. It didn't matter because he didn't have to write it on a check, so he didn't really need to know.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was free. The cool part was, I mean, there was like 1,100 people there.
Exactly.
So right. I went from 35 people to like 100 people to like 1,100 people.
So the cool part would have been, how much were tickets?
I have no idea.
$20?
No, I bet they were more than that.
Right.
Yeah.
So even at $20... He can't kick you a couple bones for opening for him, man.
Oh, I know.
Ah, fuck that.
I know.
And I'm sorry, and I love fucking the movies, man.
The movies, yes.
But that is such a fucking dick bag move for somebody that has that kind of money. I don't care if you're promoting fucking local comedians or not. I don't give a fuck. Dude, pay the motherfucker to open for you, you dick bag.
Here's the deal, though. If we all three would have said no, they would have found three more that would have done it.
No, I'm not saying that you. I'm not saying you shouldn't have done it. Just it's a great general. Experience for you just in general. But it's just a dick bag move for somebody with that kind of money that's making that kind of money not to just throw you a couple bones, man.
This is more of a dick bag move. The Wu-Tang Clan. Scotty, they're a rap group. You wouldn't like them.
I know who they are.
The Wu-Tang Clan came here.
Because they're all black.
I was talking to, I think it was a DJ or somebody, and they were talking about opening for the Wu-Tang Clan when they came here. And they put out a couple emails to some people. And they got back and they were like, yeah, $5,000 and you can open for us.
Oh,
fuck. Wow. They wanted them to pay. Wow.
That is a dickbag move.
Wow.
But you know what they say? Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, y'all.
That's what they say. So that is exactly what they say.
They do say that. And which is also my walk-up through. Song.
Yeah.
That is what I walked up to.
Dude, that's crazy.
I got nervous because I didn't want to fuck up the intro. Like, I was fine with my material, and that didn't really bother me.
I would have.
But
should have paid me. I'll fucking get your intro right next time.
The way they did. No, I didn't want to fuck up intro and him.
Right. I get it. I would have.
Oh, I see what you're saying. But so I didn't want to fuck that up. And then, like, right before getting ready to go on, the dude that owned the place was like, okay, you got his intro. Now you got to make sure you say this, 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 and this. And I'm like, fuck. So I kind of blanked. Thank God I had a light, but I kind of blanked on what my time was. I hit time fine.
Yeah.
And my legs were shaky the whole time, which was a little weird because I'm never fucking nervous.
Dude, that's a lot of people, man.
That didn't even I couldn't even fucking see him. That didn't bother me. The silence would have bothered me, but I didn't have any. So I was good on that.
Oh,
boy. Listen to him.
Yeah.
Listen, this is fucking Wichita's greatest comedian, of course.
Of course.
I still think I'm the second funniest.
Yeah, and Megan was there, too.
I agree that she's the funniest. I totally fucking, I will 100% hands down say that.
Yeah.
And when I watched her.
But you won't give her the grand.
No. Okay. No. That's my retirement money, Scotty. How am I going to sail around the world?
Yeah, without my grand, right. I'm going to have my grand.
Sure.
Yeah. How am I going to get naked supermodels to feed me grapes if I give her my $1,000?
You're right.
How am I going to get a penis enlargement, then reduction, and then re-enlargement if I give her my $1,000?
100%.
I just can't commit.
You know? I get you.
You got to have your money, dude.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was cool. It was a really cool experience. It was a fucking roller coaster. I know you guys were making fun of me for it. But the way it all went down is...
We were making fun of
you. I know you guys were. I know you guys were. But the way it went down, dude, it was fucking frustrating. Because I get a message on Facebook. The show is on Friday. I get a message on Thursday, and it said, hey, would you want to open for Pauly Shore tomorrow and Saturday? And I was like, absolutely. She was like, cool, just send me a clip. And we'll make sure I got to run it by him to get final approval, and I should be able to get back with you here in the next couple hours. Okay. So I send her the clip. I didn't have a clip. I messaged Scotty. I'm like, fuck, dude, I need a clip. And I found the 9/11 joke I do. It was either the wiener's drone on your face or 9/11 joke. I went 9/11.
9/11's way better.
So I sent him the 9/11 joke. So I send that over. And then I don't hear anything. And I'm like, well, should have went with the wieners.
Yeah. Then, always go with the wieners.
And then, so Megan messages me and was like, hey, did you hear anything about Pauly Shore? And I said, yeah, they shot me a message. I had to send them a clip to get approval. And she's like, okay, well, I know they messaged Steve and they messaged Travis. And I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know they messaged a bunch of us. And I imagine they'd messaged her because she had the most fucking suggestions on that post.
Mm-hmm.
And they hadn't. So I'm like, okay. So then I messaged that lady at like 6. She messaged me at 2 originally. I messaged her back at 6 p.m. And I'm like, hey, just want to know if you need anything else. And she's like, no, his flight's delayed. Sorry about that. I should know something here within an hour. I don't hear shit. And I'm like, okay. So the next morning, Steve and I were texting about it. And I was on my way to work. So I just called Steve. And as me and Steve are on the phone, he's like, dude, they just fucking messaged me like just now. They want me to open. I'm doing 20-ish minutes. Both nights. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I know they want two because she did leave a message saying she needed two. And I was like, hopefully I hear something. And I don't hear anything.
Dude, I swear to God, I would pay a very large amount of money if I could have just been here with you while you were going through this.
No, it wasn't really a roll. I mean, here's what happens. So I message her and I'm like, hey, it's an hour goes by. And I'm like, hey, just want to know if you need me for anything so I can prepare. Because I was expecting Megan to get it the entire time anyway. And she's like, no, actually, we ended up going with Steve and Megan. Megan was able to get a tape submitted. She emailed like the loony bin who knew him. So she was able to get something submitted, and they picked her and Steve. And I'm like, okay. And I'm sitting here thinking, well, fuck, that would have been nice to know instead of just leaving me here on a fucking island. So I'm like, all right, whatever. And she's like, we do want you for a show in September. And I was just like, okay. And that was about it. And then like 2 hours later, she's like, actually, we do need you. He wants three. And I'm like, fuck.
I mean, fuck it. If they're free, let's have eight.
Why not? Right. So that's why I was like, fucking, I am. Like, it was fucking, yeah, it was crazy. But
fuck it. Let's just let everybody go up.
Yeah. But you had a good time.
Yeah, I did.
That's good.
I did. And I did the whole thing fucking not drinking. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, so, good.
Yeah. All right. I've gotten used to it. I did drink on Sunday, though. I went out for St. Pat's.
Oh.
I did. I broke the diet. I had 6 beers.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, 2 of them were Guinnesses, so that's like 2 loaves of bread.
Yeah. That's not good.
No shit.
Yeah, but I had 6 beers and was still a fucking old dude. We got done drinking at like fucking 7:30 and went to dinner, and then I was in bed by 9:30.
Oh, God. It's happening.
Dude, it sucks.
It's fucking stupid. But it happens to us all. Well, I'm glad everybody had a great week, so I hope everybody out there had a great week as well. Now we get to kick this bitch off. We're going to start with some headlines. At least these are the ones that I found this week. I saw a video. I'm going to kick it right off with women's college basketball. Mm-hmm. Like you do. And the only reason I'm bringing this up is because I want to know what you guys would do in this situation. The former head coach of the Utah State women's basketball team, Kayla Ard, was fired moments before a post-game press conference, meaning she was fired immediately after the game, right before she went into a press conference, and it was extremely awkward whenever one of the people asking questions asked her, so what things are you going to change different for next season? And that's whenever she just let it go and said, I just coached my last basketball game for this team. Dead fucking silence.
Dude, I got to look that up.
Oh, man.
I bet that's
and
awesome.
You can tell she's emotionally distraught probably just pissed, and it's like, fuck.
I am.
Because she's a woman. What else is she going to
right,
do?
Right, yeah.
I am now a Utah State women's basketball fan. Because I don't know how many times I didn't want Matt Nagy or Matt Eberflus back on the fucking plane to Chicago, let alone to give the press conference.
Right.
So fucking hell yes to Utah State women's basketball. I don't know what they are, if they're the fighting Giners or what, but I want a fucking t-shirt.
They are the fighting Giners, naturally.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. I hope she finds a different endeavor.
I can't believe they let her do the press conference.
That's what I was thinking the whole time. I'm going, if you let somebody go.
Don't they have an assistant?
Yeah, or something.
Somebody.
Or just
anyone.
Have the president or whoever fired her come out and do it. But it's,
I fired that bitch. But I'll be talking to you today.
Exactly.
Something.
But something tells me the reason why that did not happen was because I think she was fired over a phone call. This is my guess. I don't know this is for certain. I think she was fired over a phone call, and the people who fired her weren't at the game.
Yeah.
Because who goes to college women's basketball in the first place? But that's what I think happened, and that was just fucking awkward. But anyways, it was crazy.
Love it.
I'm glad you do. Mm-hmm. But March Madness has officially begun. Actually, as we're recording, we're watching the play-in games right now. So I can honestly say this will probably be my second year in a row, maybe, that I will probably not watch a single fucking game.
Why?
I NIL, man. I'm out. I've been out of college basketball now for probably since 4 years ago. I can't get into it. Even if Wichita State starts doing good, it frustrates the shit out of me that all of these players who are going to be here for this year probably won't be there next year.
And he used to not even tear your tickets out of your season ticket book. You would like take the entire book in and have them scan it.
Yeah, and that was the golden era. That was whenever, you know, Wichita State made the Final Four. They had the undefeated season. So, they beat KU. I mean, it was great.
What if Wichita State became fucking dominant again? Would you be like, oh, I'm fucking in?
No, didn't you hear me say that? I said, even if they get good again, I can't do this NIL bullshit.
I don't know.
I can't. It's just, and the other thing is I have a lot of disagreements with the school and how they're changing things on campus that I don't want to go into.
Was it like the integration?
No.
Oh.
You dick.
It was definitely integration.
Wichita State has been one of the poster child schools for like that kind of stuff, like foreign exchange students coming in. And it's great.
Oh, I didn't say immigration. I said integration.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, that's fine,
it's
too.
It's a different deal.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine, too.
I know it sounds the same to you people.
No, It's just a lot of stuff, and so I can't support him until a lot of shit changes. But I know Derek is gonna be probably watching the whole fucking thing, filling out a bracket and anything like that.
Oh, I'll have fucking Hulu pulled.
I thought he was still talking about the integration.
No,
I was like, yeah, Derek's into that kind of shit, man. Yeah. You'll probably have popcorn. Yeah.
So Susan Jenkins is definitely gonna get into that grade school.
That's Jesus Christ. No, but like, okay, so your team is obviously Illinois.
Uh-huh.
How far do you think you're there going to go?
I think BYU beats them in the round of 32.
Okay. And then who do you think is the favorite in this whole ordeal?
Well, the team I like Arizona, and I like Iowa State a lot.
Okay.
I think I have Iowa State in one bracket to win the whole thing.
Okay.
So.
And they were ranked, what, sixth at one point? I'm overall.
I don't know. They're a two seed.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds about right.
I don't really have any ones. I think the only one I have, I think Purdue's going to be one of the first ones out. I think Nebraska's going to make a run.
Okay.
I know that a lot of people think I'm a fucking idiot for that, but I've watched some Nebraska games and they can shoot. And I think they are going to take down, I think they're playing, is it Houston or UConn?
It's UConn.
UConn. Yeah. I think they can beat UConn. And I know that I'm going to get fucking looked at like I'm insane. But I've watched them play probably two or three games this year. And, man, they're going to be a fucking tough out.
Yeah.
So.
And I still kind of have some, I guess if I'm cheering for any team, I think it is actually probably Houston. Just because, I don't know. I don't hate them for some crazy reason. All I really give a shit about is if KU doesn't win.
Yeah, they're I have Samford beating them in both brackets.
Yeah, wow. Man, yeah, dude, they're not going to win.
I know, but what pisses me off more than anything is that they are still a four-ranked team, mm-hmm. and they're not. I mean, I'm not saying they're not a top 25.
Did you see Bill Self off. Came out basically crying about the fucking...
The four seed?
Yeah.
Did he not want it, or he was...
that he thought that they got a tough draw.
Kiss my fucking ass,
fuck
Bill.
You, yeah. You hair plug-having son of a bitch.
Exactly.
I knew that would be the reaction. But
such
yeah.
bullshit.
He's saying we got a real tough draw.
The NCAA... It
probably shouldn't have been that way.
And, the NCAA community... This is another reason why I stopped watching it, is because every single person, and for the last like 5 years we've been doing the show, Derek and I have been saying the same shit, they are all over KU's nuts. Just all over them.
Should have been a five.
I agree. And that's just me going off their record, strength of schedule, all of the metrics and stuff that I looked at. No, they're not a four. But it doesn't matter. But because they're a blue blood, they're going to get the fucking highest seed that they can possibly get. And they're going to be in the easiest fucking like region. That's the way they do it with that team, with that school.
Keep saying it, though. You look at them, they lost the Big 12 handily this year.
Yes, they did.
It's funny how they do when everyone's allowed to pay. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point.
Every team's allowed to pay players, and now that's why Saban retired.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, exactly. But moving on, we're going to get to some NBA basketball. The only reason why I picked this out was because good buddy Travis Cagle sent me a picture of it. Then I started to look into it, but it was absolutely hilarious. Grady Dick.
Fuck him.
And Anthony Black.
Dude.
decided to do an NBA jersey swap after the game.
That was awesome.
And if you put those two black or those two names together, you get Black Dick.
It was
fucking awesome. And it was so hilarious because I don't even know who it was. I can't remember if it was Black. I believe it was. But he was like going to get people to take a picture.
Yeah, he went
it.
To go get somebody. Yeah. And then when they started putting their jerseys out, he realized he was on the wrong side.
So he had to go around.
Yeah.
So great. Yeah. It's fucking
and
awesome.
And then Grady Dick the whole time just like he's cheesing like, I can't believe I'm doing this. You yeah. know? Like, that was good.
And he
it
had to good. Get talked into it.
Oh, yeah. He talked him into it.
He was like, come on, man. Yeah. Come on.
At first, please. I don't think he was going to do it.
I don't think
and
so either.
He's like, I think that's when he was like, all right, I'll go get somebody to take our picture where you're doing this.
Yeah.
You know? And then off. He kind of didn't have a fucking choice.
Yeah. It was pretty was funny. Awesome. So
now he's got to do that with James Harden.
Yeah. Harden Dick.
That's right. Absolutely. But good for him. The other thing I did want to point out, this is not funny or anything, but it's kind of fucking crazy, but former UFC champion Mark Coleman was hospitalized. He just got sent home after going in and rescuing his parents from a house fire. Their dog ended up actually passing away inside of said fire, but he like was in a coma for a couple of days.
Crazy.
It was, fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Especially doing, like, I did fire training and shit like that. That's some scary shit.
Yeah, oh. I'm sure.
So hats off to him. I'm glad he's okay. But obviously a lot of people want to hear what Derek has seen with the NFL roster moves and things like that. I want to get to the first one first, which is the Chargers fucking derailing their entire team.
Dude. What the Broncos the and the Chargers have so much in common right now.
They are pissing me off.
Oh, dude, it's ridiculous.
You want to know
why?
They're
just handing the division to the Chiefs.
Exactly. That is exactly why I'm super fucking pissed about it. Yeah. The Broncos are unloading and the Chargers are unloading.
Dude, everybody.
Austin Eckler is gone. Yeah. They released Mike Williams.
Yeah, I know.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I know.
Keenan Allen's gone. What do they have for wide receivers? Huge. Quentin Johnson, I believe is his name.
Oh, they'll draft like
Malik Neighbors or something.
They'll have to trade up and get something. But I don't even know where their draft pick is to make a difference. So I don't know what the fuck's going on, but I think they've just absolutely murdered Justin Herbert because he's basically the only one that's there.
Yeah.
And so
Harbaugh will find a way.
Everybody says that, but this is crazy to me. I don't like it at all.
Well, usually you don't have Keenan Allen on the field the whole season anyway. That's Mike Williams is the same way. Eckler's kind of washed. So
yeah.
I mean, I don't know how much you're really subtracting.
Yeah.
I think all those guys are replaceable.
But then, and I believe, didn't one of them went to the Bears, didn't they?
Keenan Allen went
to the Bears. Yeah, that's right. So now we get to move on to that. Because a lot of people have been saying there's mainly been two teams who have really strengthened their team, and that is the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Chicago Bears.
Bears haven't really.
I've heard a lot just because of these big names that you're getting. Obviously,
we got Keenan Allen and DeAndre Swift and a bunch of backups.
Yeah.
I would have rather just fucking re-signed Montgomery instead of fucking.
He was already gone.
I'm saying last year.
Oh, I know. Thank
you. I would have rather just re-signed him and then. So I don't know if I. Swift's not going to be on the field.
Us Lions fan really appreciate that.
He's going to be hurt. You're a 1 year fan.
Three.
So until they fucking start doing bad,
no, it'll be fine.
And you're like, you know what? I don't like free agency. I'm fucking sick of it. I don't like how these guys
ruin the game.
Leave. Yep.
But obviously, the thing that we wanted to talk to you about was you ended up having the trade. Justin Fields going to Pittsburgh.
Yep.
He's now going to be behind Russell Wilson. They've already announced it.
Yep.
Russell Wilson will be the starting quarterback. Justin Fields will be behind
him. It's almost like they learned something from the Broncos.
Maybe.
They're like, you know what? This guy's probably going to suck. We're only paying. I mean, of course you're going to take a flyer for what you're paying him.
Yeah, 1.3.
They're not stupid. They're like, you know what? If we have to just fucking yank him and eat that fucking $1 million, at least we'll have somebody that can fucking finish the season.
Yeah, there's punters that make more money than fucking him. Right, so, right. Or that they're paying for more.
So,
But yeah, so what do you think about the whole switch?
Well, I'm okay with them trading Fields.
Okay.
I really hope, I don't like a sixth round pick. I hope Pittsburgh took Ryan Poles out to dinner before they fucked him this time. because that's what they did with Claypool. They fucked him on that. That turned into Joey Porter Jr. So I don't like what they got. I rather would have kept Justin Fields and just waited for either after the draft or somebody to go down and then get more for him. It's not even a sixth rounder this year. It's next year. Could it turn into a fourth? Yes, but he's got to play 51% of the snaps.
Yeah.
It's trash.
Yeah, it is.
So I think the Bears are going to do one of two things. I'm 99% sure that they are going to draft Caleb Williams, which, okay, hopefully it works out.
So you don't mind that?
No. I think the other move is to trade back with Washington to 2 and get a haul for that number one pick, let them take Caleb Williams, and then take Jaden Daniels.
That's what I would do.
So I think one of those two is what they're going to do.
I hope for your sake and your mental stability, I hope that the latter happens.
I just hope they make the right decision. I don't care who the fuck it is. I just hope they make the right decision.
I honestly think from what everybody's been saying about him and everything like that, I think Caleb Williams is cancer.
Well, and kudos to Ryan Poles, because Ryan Poles is like, here's the other issue I have, is Ryan Poles is like, we're going to do right by Justin. We want to do right by Justin. That's what he kept saying. I guess there were four other or three other teams that were interested that had better packages for him, and but he didn't want to go there. He wanted to go to Pittsburgh, and they did right by him, which is fine. However, if Justin Fields was going to get paid and it was time to get that extension done and he leaves because he's going to make more money somewhere else, then it's a business. So you got to throw that shit out the window.
Yeah.
So, no, you take whatever the best package is. So I don't like that part.
I'm more talking about Caleb Williams. I'm terrified for whoever gets him, because while I think he's very athletic, very talented, and probably a decent quarterback, I kind of have a feeling that he will be kind of like a Deshaun Watson.
I'll take a Deshaun Watson.
I don't know if you want that in your huddle. I really don't.
I don't want that in my massage parlor, but I'll take it in my
yeah.
huddle.
Yeah. I just don't. I don't like it. He seems like his head is already too big, and I don't. I wouldn't want that.
I think part of it's his dad.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's where it's like LeVar Ball, but eventually maybe dad will shut the fuck up. LeVar did.
Mm, yeah.
LaMelo Ball's great.
Sure.
So.
What about you, JP? You're down there. You were going to say something.
I was going to say we're a sports podcast. We've been on the air now for long enough. Could we not just call Goodell and get the script?
Yeah, we probably
that would find be out fantastic.
What's really going on.
I want to know how good he's going to be. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll reach out to my contacts.
Please
I do. Have something else.
Please do.
See if you can get with Trill Sports.
Trill Sports.
See if they can get Goodell on the phone.
Yeah.
Every single time we mention Trill Sports, we give them a view, a click. And do I'm we? Very happy. Oh, I'm sure nice. Of it.
I love that.
Somebody looks them up and yeah. goes, what in the shit is what this?
They are... That is our ceiling if we're lucky.
Yeah,
if we're lucky.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But no, and I know that there was a huge dunk that you brought up, and I didn't write it down.
Anthony Edwards, dunk of the fucking year, dude. That thing was nasty.
It's fucking sick. And I don't know what does it feel like whenever you get posterized like that?
Oh, God. JP would love it because it's nuts all in your mouth.
Yep.
Guilty.
God yeah. damn it. Yeah, there you go. Sorry. It'll go.
But
yeah.
Yeah, that is epic.
That was awesome. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. But that is all of the headlines, or those are all the headlines that I have for this week. Now we get to move on to the fun. Yeah.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Keep laughing, assholes.
Yeah,
see
you.
Yeah, see ya.
Oh, man, we've got Never Have I Ever. Thank you guys very much for participating in Monday Friday. We sincerely do appreciate it. Again, those are going to start coming out every Friday, so be on the lookout for that. First one for Never Have I Ever comes in from Christian George. He wants to know, never have I ever worn two different colored socks all day.
Yeah. So I used to do this thing where I know you probably still do, where you have to have the matching socks all together. I just throw all my socks in a drawer and I just grab whatever, man.
I'll get there.
I may have I probably have an Adidas and a Nike sock on right now. They're both black.
Uh-huh.
But that's not to say I haven't worn two different colors. I don't give a fuck.
Derek?
I've worn two different lengths.
I've done that too.
I've done a no-show and then like a knee-high.
I love that.
That's actually how I usually like to rock it.
Yeah?
Yeah, one no-show, one knee-high.
Yeah. I completely understand, especially if you're coming up on diabetes. You got to have those.
You have to have that.
I'm
going
to have
right.
to get some. I actually yeah, have to get correct. Some compression socks.
Goddamn diabetes.
I have to for that long plane ride. I've recommended that.
I think it'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
Smart.
I have
to get bed sores on the plane.
Oh, God, no. It's gross. I seriously have a mental fucking problem.
I know it. We've all been saying it.
I know.
Thank God you finally admit it.
So not only can I not wear the different color socks, I fucked myself.
Usually finish in the sock. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. No, I
don't wear it after you're done though.
I was getting to the point to where I needed to get a new group of socks, because it's not a pair. You know what I mean? Like, you buy them in those big Hanes packs or whatever.
I don't.
Well, I do.
Buy.
Whatever.
Or Fruit of
the
Loom
or whatever the fuck it is.
But yeah.
Well, I fucked up. I only wear black socks, and I actually bought a size larger, and now they have mixed. So now I freak the fuck out whenever I have one sock on that's a little bit smaller than the other fucking sock. I can just feel it. Yeah, of course there's sizes.
I guess I always buy large.
I guess so, but I don't. I'm
sure you don't.
I'm a little leprechaun. I have yes. smaller feet. Okay. But even that drives me fucking bonkers. I can see that. Absolutely nuts. Next one, we're going to move on to, this comes in from Andrew Highgard. What? He wants to know, never have I ever done an impression of an Irish man with Down syndrome.
No, I have not.
I don't think I have.
Me neither.
I sure haven't.
Derek?
Never. How about you, Derek?
Never done it.
No,
that's
really?
A fucking lie.
No, that's never. Such a lie. Yeah. You know what? I bet you you could
but
probably
if you,
do it.
If you were to try to do it, what would that sound like?
I don't know if I could do it.
Oh, I think you can.
I mean, you probably could try.
Do people really want me to do that?
Yeah, I think they do. I think, and by the people...
It's me and JP.
Yeah, we really do.
And everybody else.
I'll think about it.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't. Oh. Come on, man.
I'll try it sometime.
You can do
I've
it.
I've never done it before. So I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can do it any justice.
Oh, no, I think you can.
Oh, God, yep. Top funniest moments of this show.
Well, fucking TikTok would disagree.
Well, they kind of stopped the spreading of that one. They kind of held that one back. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Fucking assholes.
Yep, yeah. Anyways, next one comes in from Xander Carico, I believe is how you pronounce that, or Carico. He wants to know.
Carico, Carico, what the fuck is your problem?
Yeah,
dude?
Carico. It's, Carico. It's a double R, man. Yeah, you got it. That's right. I speak a little bit of Spanish.
That's Xander Carico.
Fair enough. That sounds better anyway.
Carico.
Yeah. But he wants to know, never have I ever got drunk and woke up in a different city or state.
I've done both those things.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, explain yourself.
I mean, it happens. What? Dude, there's so many times that we left the club and went somewhere.
Yeah.
Dallas, Denver.
Well.
And I mean, literally, I would fucking go pass out in the back of the fucking car and we would end up there. I mean, it's not like I didn't know I was going.
Okay.
I've never done that where I just pass out in a car and then I wake up in a fucking, I've never done that.
I guess, I mean, a long time ago, we did not have a casino here south of Wichita. We actually had to go to Oklahoma in order to be able to go to a casino.
Count.
And that is the only time that's ever happened to me is I got shit-faced drunk at the casino and went from Oklahoma back home. Right. So that's the only situation I have. Derek?
one time I got really drunk. One time I got really drunk and I woke up at an Apple Sauce factory in Dublin.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
What happened?
It was a sticky situation.
Because of the applesauce?
Yeah.
Okay.
What else, asshole?
Oh, that's fucking great.
I think it's decent. I think you can get better.
That's what you're going to get.
I don't think so. I think you can do better.
But you know what? Now you can check that off your list. You've done that one.
Check.
You know that clip from Saturday Night Live where they say, we need more cowbell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We need more Irish downs. That sounds like a fucking.
We need more. I think there's a little too much Irish, not enough downs in that.
I think that's like, sounds like a fucking fabric softener.
Irish downs. Keep your clothes feeling fresh. Right.
My mom will let me do laundry.
Why not?
I don't know.
Sometimes I do the cotton there.
Oh, shit. What the fuck? All right. I just read the next one. Caleb Hill. Why?
I don't want to know JP's answer.
I don't either. I really don't either. But Caleb, he wants to know, never have I ever drank pee. Urine.
No.
Absolutely fucking not.
All right. Moving on.
Yep. Yep. Oh, God. JP?
Let's just move on.
Oh, my God. That's so gross. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. Moving on. Next one.
I plead the fifth.
I'm sure you do, you fucking freak. Next one comes in from Ian Supley. He wants to know, never have I ever looked at another man's junk while pissing next to him at the urinal.
I've touched it with my mouth. Oh, my God. So, yeah. I mean, that's a big yes for me. Big 10-4 right before I drank his pee.
Oh, that's so, that's fucking wrong.
Those are two really great questions back to back.
Fucking wrong.
That is wrong. And also why JP is not allowed at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, right. I am not allowed at this restaurant chain anymore.
Jesus Christ. No, I haven't done this. Everybody knows the man law or man rule, which is when you are going into a urinal, you walk straight into that urinal and you stare directly in front of you and you don't look around.
You, not me.
That's what man law is. Oh, gay guys are on a different man law system.
We don't follow your laws.
That's right.
We don't recognize your authority.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so absolutely not, I don't. Okay. But I do like to give the occasional, you know...
Wink?
No. No, give the occasional nice watch comment.
Oh, yeah, okay. I like that, too. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Nice watch, and they're not even wearing a watch.
Exactly. Right. How about you, Derek?
Absolutely not. It makes it too hard to concentrate while I'm trying to shit.
Good deal. That is never have I ever. I do got to say, there was a lot of good ones this week for all of the segments.
Yeah.
So hats off to you guys. Now I get to move on to JP's favorite part of every episode. That is, that's where I draw the line.
By the way, put your hats back on.
Okay. Got yeah. It. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But that's where I draw the line. We are going to kick this one off with Travis Cagle, who asked the weirdest question. I had to reword it in a certain way for it to actually make sense. But he wants to know, how much Flogging Molly can you listen to when it's not St. Patrick's Day? I love Flogging Molly. I listen to him all the time.
I flogged my Molly before I came over here tonight.
I'm sure you fucking did.
But I did.
Irish
flogged the shit out of her.
Irish rock music is my shit.
Yeah,
okay. I love.
I get that.
I love that shit. But even like the most fun concert I've ever been to was actually Flogging Molly. So I had a really good time.
There you go.
So I listen to it as much as I possibly can because it makes me happy. How about you?
I've only listened to him like once, mm-hmm. and I got hammered drunk and woke up in a different state.
Perfect.
They had a 2-day music festival at the Kansas Speedway.
Oh yeah,
and they were there. It was like them. Eminem was there.
Oh shit.
Cage the Elephant, the Black Keys. You wouldn't have liked them.
Yeah, I would have.
And then,
I love the Black Keys.
I don't think so.
Who about D12, Kid Cudi?
Fuck yeah, D12's awesome.
Muse, but I was way too drunk for Muse. So yeah, it was all them, and Flogging Molly was on there, and I had a great time, but I don't remember any of it. I had an awesome time.
Yeah.
But I would say I like Dropkick Murphy.
Dropkick Murphys is actually a band. It has like Irish tendencies, but I think most of them are just from Boston. But like Flogging Molly's lead singer,
much like
fucking
most,
Irish.
Yeah, much like a lot of straight guys I know, they have tendencies, but they're from Boston,
right?
So they, you know, they gotcha. Can't do it.
So yeah, I'd say I don't know, man. Fucking maybe, yeah. maybe 30 minutes.
30 minutes, and then you're good for a year.
I'll go for an hour. Oh, I could do it for an hour.
Good. All right. Well, that gives
depends on where you're at. Like when I went to Ireland, I could listen to that shit all day.
Oh yeah.
When I got back, I was like, let me just reminisce for a little bit of that trip, and then I'm like, all right, I'm gonna hang myself. Good.
There you go. Next one, where do you draw the line? This comes in from Cameron Newkirk. He wants to know, how many OnlyFans subscriptions is too many?
Why would you even put this question on here?
I don't know. He asked.
There's no amount.
There's none?
No. There's not too many. You want all of them that you can get. That's how you make your money.
No, the other side.
No, the other side.
Oh.
That you subscribe to.
Not subscribers, subscriptions.
How many do I have? Like,
no, like when is it too many? Like when you're sitting there and you're going through your like,
subscribe.
Yeah. When you can't pay rent.
Oh, that's when it's that's when you gotta cut off.
When you stop when you start eating one meal a day so that you can have enough money for your OnlyFans people.
The correct answer is one.
Yeah,
there are still porn sites that are free.
Yeah, I don't know why people
fucking people. I
you've never done it.
Huh?
You've never done an OnlyFans? Not one time?
I will admit this. There was one girl.
Me too, one.
One
only
girl.
One. Only one. And it was a guy, unfortunately.
Scotty's turned out to be a guy.
I figured.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying who it is, but she's fucking gorgeous and had the nicest boobs. And you can't really find them. But if you go to OnlyFans... You can see her tits. And I just really wanted to see what they looked like. And you know what? I was not disappointed by my... Man. I totally was not disappointed.
Give her a shout out. Who is she?
Not saying it. Nope.
So I had such...
I'll
Oh, so you're still subscribed. He's like, I'll show you.
So mine was my ex's ex, who I used to work with, who I've been friends with for a long time. And I know it's huge. Like, I know. But I'd never seen it. So he got an OnlyFans, and I was like, fuck yeah. $9.99, are you fucking kidding me?
Are you out of your mind?
$9.99, are you out of your mind? Of course I'll subscribe.
And I get breadsticks?
Dude, totally worth it. Totally worth it, dude.
So
I had to stop because I was like, if I subscribe, there's another one that I wanted to.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, no, I am not. No, no. I have the same problem with buying shoes. So, yeah.
Honest question, and then we'll get with Derek.
But sure.
If you find out somebody you know has an OnlyFans, not related or anything, you just somebody you know, are you more enticed to get it?
If I want to, yeah, absolutely.
100%.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, God.
For sure. There's a couple people that I can think of right now that, man, I would be their top fucking subscriber.
Oh, yeah.
It's Derek. I'm sure.
Yeah. I charge $19.99 because I'm big enough for two people.
Wow, nice.
Sorry. All right.
Get that cheddar.
How about you, Derek?
I'm going to say two.
Two? Okay.
Yes. Because one could be you know them or it's curiosity.
Yes.
And then after that, if you're like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and click on this one.
That's why I had to stop.
Yeah. That's why I'm like two is too many.
Yeah.
That's like, right.
I've paid 10 bucks for dumber shit.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
Way dumber shit.
Temu. Yeah.
So
anything off Temu.
Yeah, right. Wish.
Yeah.
I bought a kid on Wayfair.
Congratulations, man. It was the Jesse.
Oh, Jesus.
So two. I'm going to say two.
That, I like that answer.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. It comes in from Will Gonzalez.
This is a good one for JP.
100%. Will wants to know, how much money would it take you to lose to stop gambling?
I've not hit that amount.
Let's phone a friend. Let's call Steve.
I know, right?
Yeah, man. I feel like I don't know if there's an amount.
Really?
Yeah.
If you hit rock fucking bottom, I mean, you're still there.
I have.
Yeah.
I have.
You have?
There now.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And you're still gambling.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but here's the thing. What if it was like not playing cards?
Dude, do you think I have like $1,500 to go sit at a poker table?
Yeah.
You do? Yeah. You think I have that kind of money?
Sure.
You are incorrect. But am I going to do it anyway?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So what if I win?
Yeah, exactly. And
then I could eat.
And I will give you compliments. You're pretty good at fucking poker, so you might.
I'm all right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can attest that there is no amount.
I can honestly tell you, I was at a point 2 years ago playing fantasy football on DraftKings, and I hit a grand.
You lost a grand?
No, I'll get there. I hit $1,000 in the bank. But there was 4 weeks left of football.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, dude, if I ride this out, I can get this much money in your head.
And you lost it all?
Lost every fucking dime.
And you felt bad?
Fuck yeah. Sure did.
A grand?
A grand.
Oh, my God.
In 4 weeks.
You would hate my life.
Oh, God.
You would have jumped off a bridge a long fucking time ago.
Oh, yeah.
I've lost a grand in like a couple hours.
I believe that.
And it wasn't even a big deal.
But that's not me. I can't do that. The grand in 4 weeks was like, okay, I got to stop. And so I did for a while. Until next season.
Right.
How about you, Derek?
In one night or total?
That's a better question. How about in one night?
I still don't even know.
Man.
I can tell you how much I've lost in one night.
I think the most I've ever lost in one night is like $300. But it depends on what I'm
doing. You are a lucky son of a bitch.
Yeah. It depends on what I'm
doing. Wheel of Fortune over there, JP.
Like, if I'm going to Vegas, I'm already, like, I've got, all right, I'm taking this much, just how much I can lose. So I would say, really, if it's more than I can afford to fucking lose.
Sure.
Like if I start dipping into reserves,
uh-huh.
If I start going to where I'm like, I just got to get my way back to even, that's too much.
Yeah.
Because at that point, now I'm in shit.
Yeah.
I remember back as a dealer for the casino, I had this lady that came and sat at my blackjack table, and I was dealing at a $10 table, and she bet $10. She doubled down and lost, and she was mad. It was like the first hand. She's like, I lost $5,000 today. And I was like, well, you're not going to get it back 10 bucks at a time.
Yeah, this is the wrong table.
There's other tables.
Yeah.
But yeah, if it gets to where you're at that point. So I would say in one day, you're going to laugh at me. I'm going to say if I lost over $500 in a day gambling, I'd be like, I would fucking stop and probably not gamble for a while.
I have lost that much money in a pot.
Yeah, I believe it.
More than that.
Yeah. That's my number too.
500 of my initial money.
That's
like
crazy.
Not like I was up 1,000 and lost 500 of it. Yeah,
but here's the thing, man.
If I sat down with $500 in chips and lost it all, I'd be like, I'd be sick.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I count that. Like, if I start playing and I'm up, let's just say I'm up 3,000, mm-hmm. and I lose all of it. I lost 3,000. I didn't lose my initial $1,000 buy-in.
I don't look at it that way. I look at the other. Right, I lost $300.
Yeah. Right. No, I lost fucking $3,000.
Yeah.
You know, that's, you'd have to look at it that way because that was my money. It was sitting right in front of me. I could have fucking walked away at any point in time. But yeah, dude, I've lost more than $500 in a pot.
I believe
you. I don't know what I lost that day when I went to Vegas and drank 23 hours.
Yeah, that's I mean, that's fair. Yeah.
I had a shitload of chips in front of me. My buddy Matt come over and was like, dude,
go,
well, how much away. Are you fucking up right now? And I was like, I don't know, but I'm doing pretty good. And then I lost nothing.
No, that's bad. All right. Moving on to the next one. This one comes in from another serial killer out there, Andrew James Heath. He wants to know, how clingy is too clingy?
Asking me to do a podcast every other fucking week?
Yeah, that's pretty clingy. Minute.
Hey, come on now. No, we're talking about your significant other when they get too clingy, or when you're dating somebody at first, when do they get too clingy?
This would have been a good fucking question. Like when I was dating, that would have been fantastic.
Oh, you didn't have one of those?
No, I was the clingy fucker. Oh.
Yeah.
So I got a couple answers for this.
Okay.
One, when he puts before they had like a tracking on your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
They used to make dog collars that had trackers on them so that you could track the dog wherever it went.
Oh, yeah. Pup play for you, JP.
No. It's I'm just saying disgusting. When your ex puts one of those in your trunk so that he can find out where you're at all times, that's a little too clingy.
Ew. Oh, wow.
The other answer is, now I forgot. God, I hate when that happens.
Weed, ladies and gentlemen.
Weed.
Yeah.
Smoke this it. This segment brought to you by
weed.
Marijuana.
There you go.
But yeah, that's too. Oh, I know what it was. Yesterday during lunch, I was at a table and I walked back and put in their order and I looked up and this dude that used to stalk me like hardcore was sitting there. And dude, I'm not a person that's uncomfortable ever. Yeah, right. I'm just not that guy. I can be comfortable in almost any situation. Dude, that was the most uncomfortable and like wigged out I've been in a long time. So that's sucks. Too clingy. Yeah. When you've stalked somebody and then you just show up years later out of the blue and now he knows where I work.
Oh, that's great.
I'm not happy about it. Oh, he used to leave me shit on my porch.
Oh, like no.
Letters and candy and flowers and
roofies.
Like I would go outside to smoke a cigarette and he would be sitting down the street.
Oh god.
Oh yeah, dude. Not cool.
That's fucking creepy. That's creepy. That's not clingy. That's creepy.
Okay.
Clingy is when you already have that person.
I just think it's too clingy.
No, like for me, it's I'm a pretty. I like to be alone a lot. So if I have a girlfriend or something like that was constantly texting me all fucking day, I'd lose my shit.
Yeah,
love my wife. Doesn't text me at all. We see each other enough. I don't need to have full blown conversations with you when I'm at work. But then, like, yeah, just. Yeah, that'd probably be my number one thing is how many that one bitch that texted some dude like 1,000 times after he dumped her bullshit. Yeah. Fucking creeper. I get that. Okay. Last one. I put his actual name on there, like his screen name or whatever you want to call it, just because it's Derek's favorite thing in the world.
What is?
His name is Ragin' Honky.
Ah, that's not as good as mine.
What's yours?
Honky Kong.
Nice. But his name is Connor Nezerka. He wants to know, where do you draw the line? How big is too big when it comes to a sexual partner? Derek?
What are you talking about?
No, that'd be you. I'm saying you. That'd be
That's his answer.
That's my answer?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, absolutely. If Derek's size, it's way too big. I'm pretty...
You're pretty little, might get squashed.
I'm pretty shallow. I must say, I am pretty shallow, especially when it comes to actually picking a partner. I had like one night stand with a girl that was a little thicker, like what I am now, and not for me. So mine would probably be pretty small. So that's me.
Okay.
Derek?
Can't weigh more than me.
Can't weigh more than you. Then that's a good way.
That's true.
That's a good way.
Is that a statement?
Yeah, that's okay. I stand by that. You cannot weigh. They cannot weigh more than
that. That's a good way. That's actually a good fucking answer. I like that answer.
Equal or less.
Okay. All right. JP.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Like, if you have titties, man, that's the whole reason I don't want. Yeah.
I'm safe.
So am I. But I don't mind thick. I don't mind a little thickness. But it's when it starts becoming flabby.
I'm safe. And,
yeah, you're safe, dude. You're safe.
I'm kind of getting safe too. I think. Yeah.
No, he's gonna fuck the shit out of you.
No, I'm getting that pot of gold.
No, no. No, you got to be Travis Cagle size. That's the.
I like that. That's fun size.
That's the.
That's fun size.
Yeah, that's the. That's
not share and tear.
That's right down the heart of the plate.
He's going to have to be doing Mabel's.
That's how I would explain it. Like, share and tear, like, you know, that's okay, but the bags that you get at Sam's, not okay, like M&M's. Like that.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Like, you got fun size, which is fucking great.
Yeah.
If I have to get regular, that's cool. Mm-hmm. The share and tear, like the king size,
yeah,
that's probably pushing it.
Yeah,
you're supposed to share those.
Yeah, well, yeah,
the bag, and then the bags of candy that you buy to hang out for Halloween candy. Yeah, that's way too big.
Yeah,
that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's where I draw the line. Now we get to move on to questions and preguntas. Again, a lot of really good suggestions for this week. So we're going to kick it right off with Jacob Dubravac. No, that's not right. Jacob Dubravcak.
J-Dub.
J-Dub. You know, I like that better. J-D. He wants to know rejected game
One
shows.
One of those letters has to be silent.
Probably.
I think it's the D. It's Jacob Ubravec.
It's definitely not the D.
Ubravcak.
Could be the J. Could be Acob.
Dubravcak.
Cool, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Yep.
But he wants to know rejected game shows.
That sounds like a Boston accent for love. I love cack. Fucking great. Cack is the best.
You ever had a nice piece of cack in your life? It's great. Put it right up your asshole.
JP did say some of them end up being from Boston.
No, so. They do.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We call them the Boston Creams.
Yeah. Derek's favorite game show, Wheel of Torture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wheel of Torture.
There
okay.
you go. All I right. think that'd be kind of fun. You know,
good movie.
Jeopardy.
Yep.
The Spanish version of Jeopardy.
Nice.
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 I still love when they do Black Jeopardy on SNL.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, that's fucking awesome. How about you, Derek?
Got a few.
Okay.
Like, just imagine there's a setting and there's like, you got to guess who brought the drugs. So there's like, there's just this little line of cocaine on a table and they're just like, whose line is it anyway?
I see what you did there.
Yeah. We got a dysfunctional family feud.
Okay. I like that.
All right. Like, all right. That's the first liquor you crack at 9 a.m. Vodka.
Yeah.
Survey says.
Number one answer. Yep,
that would actually be kind of fucking good. I'd like that one.
No, and then Survivor on a fixed income.
Nice.
So you're not on an island. You're just trying to pay rent. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, you're working at Arby's just trying to pay the bills.
And we already got somebody they can follow,
Seems like, it seems like they could just come bring their cameras to my house.
Exactly. Yeah. I did.
JB, you could probably do all three.
Yeah.
Make it all one show.
For sure.
Yeah. I did just think of one that it might be fun, but call it Stereotypes. And so you would have a situation. Oh, it would be fucking weird.
You know, you'd have to have black people on the show.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. But you would have a scenario and whatever.
As long as I'm making money off of it.
Yeah, exactly. But you'd have to. I think that would be funny.
See?
You're fucking terrible down there, JP.
I know.
All right. Sorry. Anyways, so moving on, we're going to go to Daniel Delaney. By the way, this is my good friend from Down Under.
Oh, he's an Australian.
He's an Australian.
Good day, Daniel.
Speaking of which, Derek, any chance you can do an Australian?
Retarded guy.
I don't think I can. I can do Australian, but I don't think I can mix Downsy in that. What the hell is that all about? Like that's as Australian as it gets. That's I don't think I can good. Throw Downsy in
down
that.
Down under.
Yeah.
Down under.
Anyways, Dan.
Down under.
Dan wants to know.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's not a knife. Now that's a knife. I don't think that was that good.
Throw another shrimp on the Barbie.
Let's throw another shrimp on the barbie.
Yeah, that's pretty that's good, pretty dude. Good, man. If you could drool while you do it, that would be perfect.
Oh, shit. Oh, it made my day. All right. Dan wants to know, what does the J and the P actually stand for?
Giant penis.
I'm sure it is.
Well, giant spelled penis. With a G.
I can't spell. It's not my fault. I'm illiterate, mate.
Yeah. In fact, it's never mind. I think you and I have the same answer because we saw this question before we played poker and it came up. But I think it's just penises.
Yeah.
Just penises?
Just penises. Yeah. It's all he wants.
I like it.
How about you, Derek?
Jaded pedophile.
Well, thank you, Derek. Wow. I am jaded. I am jaded.
Oh, my God.
But,
Japanese porn star?
Yeah.
That could be it.
That definitely.
That could be it. Ooh, rookie's got zero. Jesus
Christ. Oh, man. All right.
It's my initials.
Yeah. Do you want to tell people what it actually is? I think you slipped up.
Before. Jason's my name.
Yeah.
And sucking cock's my game.
JP.
Penises are your
JP.
Game. Yeah.
Jerked at purple.
Jerked at purple, which I have done. I have done.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, great. All right. That's great. Next question comes in from Joe Gonzalez. He wants to know, what's your favorite prank you did on a family member or a friend? Oh, dear God.
I made my little sister drink pee.
Did you tell her it tastes just fine?
No, I told her.
You were like, open your mouth. Check this out. Oh,
God. When we were little, like every now and then we would have hot tea, like on cold days or whatever. You know, my mom would make us hot tea.
Yeah.
And I drank all mine. Then I peed in my cup and told her that I just wasn't feeling that great and she could have mine. She was real excited. And
You're a dick.
Dude, I was young too. So I've been a piece of shit for a long time. I was like 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we made her eat dog yummies one time, too, and told her they were gumdrops.
Oh, Jesus. That's bad.
But that's probably not the worst thing I've done.
I had a roommate after when I was actually, I think it was when I was still in college. I may have been outside of college. Anyways, long story short, me and another roommate got a suction cup dildo, and we put it on the passenger side back of his car. And we just figured, you know,
he'd find it eventually.
I mean, if you looked into the fucking passenger side rear, you know, mirror, you could probably see it.
Yeah.
We put it on there on like a Sunday night, right? He had work in the morning. He came home from work, didn't say anything. So we just thought, fuck, you know, it probably just fell off. You know, no big deal.
Still on there.
He comes back Tuesday night, so he goes, drives to work the next day, comes back home Tuesday night. Dude's losing his fucking shit because who put this dick on my fucking car? He drove around with a dick on his car for 2 fucking days.
Nice.
And it was from one side of town to the other side of town. Fucking great.
Good deal.
It was excellent. How about you, Derek?
I have 2.
Okay.
Both of the same person.
Oh, no.
Me and a buddy, a good friend of mine back in the day, we've lost touch, but... We had another friend of ours, which I still do talk to. We would just randomly decide we were going to go fuck with his front yard. So the one night we took, I went and bought 27 boxes of tinsel, and 8 pounds of confetti.
Oh, God.
And, we tinseled and confettied his entire front yard.
That's awesome.
Jesus Christ. I remember when you rocked back and forth in the moonlight, his front yard shimmered. I remember this was in January, and he was fucking mowing the yard in January, and I remember him calling me going, dude, when I have to mow 3 times and it's still not gone, that's vandalism. fast forward to February. We got bored one night hanging out, and we're like, let's go prank his front yard. So... What I don't know why we came up with the idea. We made a fake dead body. I used to work at the same job as the prankee worked at, so I had my old uniform, and so we made the body out of that uniform. Nice. We went to Walmart and bought pillows and ripped the stuffing out of the pillows. I bought like a ball, like one of those shitty balls when you throw it and it just kind of doesn't go in a straight line.
Yeah.
It doesn't weigh anything. Yeah. And like every poor kid had one in the 90s. Yeah. So I bought one of those and I put a stocking cap on it and like safety pinned it to the collar of the shirt. I had gloves. I had an old pair of shoes. And we made this body and we taped off the entire front yard with black and yellow like caution tape.
Yeah. Nice.
It was like 2 a.m. It would just so happen to be snowing. So I had a giant kitchen knife. I didn't cook. I didn't need it. So I stabbed it straight in the fucking back. I put tomato juice and shit all around it. And then I put an empty bottle of Jaeger in one hand. And I put some dried macaroni to make it look like vomit coming out of the other side.
Oh, God.
And face down from his porch.
Oh, Jesus.
He wakes up. He had to go to work at 4:30 in the morning. So obviously he wakes up. It's still dark out. Goes to his front porch apparently, like was locking the door and then like fucking like jumped. And then he was going to be late for work. He had to clear his fucking car off. So he just drugged the body over to the next to the tree and went to fucking work. And keep in mind, at one point, him and I wore the same uniform. That is on that dead body. His wife wakes up.
Oh, shit. Thinks it's him.
Thinks it's
nice.
Him.
Nice.
Freaks the fuck out. Goes outside, realizes what it is, leaves it there. The whole day up and down his street, cars were driving by 2 or 3 times.
Yes.
Oh,
people were getting out of the car. I'm going to show you a picture of the body.
Oh, no. Do you have a picture?
I have a picture.
We should.
With it in the yard?
This is from.
Oh, my God.
This is from the porch. Where's the porch here? And you can. I'll send this to you if you want to put it on the show.
Yes, I do. I do.
That is from the porch.
Oh, my God. That looks great. Oh, that looks fucking great. That's good. That's fucking good. Yeah, please do send that to me.
I think I found my calling in special effects.
Fuck yeah. That is.
Oh, wow.
That is, that's excellent.
That's a better picture.
Oh, yeah. Man.
And then you can see where we taped like the whole yard off.
Dude,
there.
Dude, that's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's spectacular.
Awesome. That was probably my favorite prank I've ever fucking done.
You are fucking evil, man. Jeez.
Yeah. And then we ended up like 2 days later, like he had a spare key to another one of our friend's house. So we put it in the living room while he was asleep.
Oh, fuck. God, you're a dick. Ah, man. All right. Next question comes in from Jeremy Hopkins. He wants to know, where do poor people go on vacation? JP?
We don't take vacations.
Oh, you got
that's where
Kansas City.
Yeah, that's
where
Oklahoma City.
That's where staycation was invented.
Yeah,
right. I mean, can you imagine though? Think of like the shittiest place to go on vacation. That's like dirt cheap.
Riverfest.
Hutch.
Hutchison.
Yeah,
the state fair.
I guess people don't know this, but yeah, if you don't live here in Wichita, the River Festival used to be. I mean, a lot of fun, but now it's like the trashiest of the trashiest. Go
awful.
There.
It's awful.
And it's awful. Yeah. But people drive from hours away to go to it, and it's a week long.
Let's watch the river.
Yeah, exactly. That they have to fill up for that goddamn.
Well, not only that, but all those dead fish that float around on the top. It's the dirtiest fucking
ridiculous
water.
I actually do have a real answer for this.
Okay.
This is the zoo.
Yeah, right there. Yeah.
So, that is a good place to go if you don't have a lot of money. A lot of, especially our zoo, it's fucking huge. And then other places, it's just not very expensive to go in, and you can kill fucking 6 hours in there if you wanted to. So the zoo is my answer.
Okay.
Derek?
Camping.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That is where. Here, have some hot dogs. We're going to roast it over this fire.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, you make a very good point. I would say San Francisco right now, a lot of people out there camping.
Yeah, just in general.
Just on, like on the street.
Yeah, homeless. Uh-huh,
100%.
I didn't see a ton. Tents. I saw a few, but not a ton.
Oh, you were in the good area.
No, I wasn't. I found out.
Oh, really?
No, yeah. A friend of mine's husband's a cop out there. He told me, don't go much farther away than where you're at.
Yeah, like, there you go.
And we did.
But. Yeah. All right, and last question comes in from his name is Gator Hater 09. His first name is Dakota. He wants to know, name a comedian who isn't well known that we should get to know. Name a comedian who isn't well known that we should get to know. That's actually a really good question.
Sam Talent.
Sam Talent?
Okay. Yes. Sam Talent. He is fucking amazing.
Okay.
I've seen, you could go watch three shows of his in a row and they're all going to be different.
Yeah.
He's fucking awesome. That's not even close. Like that's, yeah.
I mean, any one of these guys, whenever they go do a show, we hope that if you're in the area, go support them. I mean, that we do this show specifically for comedy anymore. It technically is a sports show, but that was the goal whenever we switched to Laughing on the Sidelines, was to get exposure for a lot of these comedians. So I would say anybody, Megan Welch, Steve Peters, JP, whenever he decides to fucking do that shit again.
I'm going to record a special yeah. real soon.
Derek Alders, Travis Cagle, any of the people that we've had on the show. I mean, they're good. There's a reason why the show's successful and it's because of that. So I will go with those guys is who I would say. JP?
Shane Gillis.
Yeah, right.
If you're not familiar with the guy, go check him out.
We haven't done over...
I don't follow a bunch I know, of comedy.
I know you don't. We haven't done overrated or underrated in a very long time, and people still put overrated and underrated shit on the for a comment.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody said overrated or underrated Shane Gillis, and I'm like,
what a dumb question.
Underrated as fuck.
Way underrated.
Best yeah. Saturday Night Live episode I've seen ever, like or one of them.
I don't know about that.
I thought it was great.
It was. There was it had its.
I'm trying to think of like some up and comers that like I've met and stuff like that.
I think he's past that now, but I would have said 2-3 years ago or 4 years ago, Chad Daniels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he's.
But I think he's past that.
Dusty point. Slay.
Dusty Slay is a good one, especially. Yeah,
and
yeah.
he's getting there. He's getting there.
He's getting there.
Like, I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
He's pretty mainstream.
Oh, he is mainstream. Yeah, yeah, I'd say Dusty Slay for sure is.
But he could do. He's going to get way bigger. I think.
Fuck, AJ Wilkerson and Jake Rubel.
Yeah,
we've had him on the show, and I still message AJ from time to time, and we send each other stuff back and forth. He's fucking hilarious, but I really like Jake too. So,
Steve Peters said a lot, yeah, with the gambling question.
Okay,
that's very good. And he's like, oh shit, man, a lot.
That's good enough.
So,
yeah. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, that is questions and preguntas. Thank you guys all very, very much for participating in Monday Friday. It is going to be coming out on Fridays from this point on, so keep your eyes peeled for that. But ladies and gentlemen, now we get to move on to a very popular part of every single episode. This is the Laughing on the Sidelines draft. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is this week's Laughing on the Sidelines draft. For those of you guys who don't know, I fucking won last week, fair and square.
I don't know, man. I think I was close.
This is what happens when you don't play by the rules of the draft.
Man, I can't believe I like, when I looked, I don't even remember what day it was, but it was 2 or 3 days after the show.
Oh, yeah.
I looked on Facebook, and I had no votes.
None. It's what you get. and my
I like it.
My list was every single movie that I wanted.
Yeah.
So,
because I didn't pick any.
You didn't. Yeah. Good so ones. You were the free space and I got everything else. So I won last week's draft. So that means that I get the championship picks. JP was here last week. So he's going to get his favorite, which are the sandwich picks. I'm going to start calling them the Eiffel Tower picks.
I like that.
So fucking gross. And Derek. Derek hasn't been here for a couple weeks. And so he will get the number one overall pick for this week's draft. It is relatable for me because we haven't seen Clayton/Fred in quite a while, and that's because he is planning his wedding. And so I got the idea of we're going to do a draft of the worst wedding gifts to give the new couple. So that's what our draft is going to be, the worst wedding gifts draft.
I like it.
And Derek gets the very first pick.
Divorce attorney.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, that's good.
Boo.
Yeah, I like it. All right. JP, what do you have?
Monogram towels.
Monogram towels? What the fuck is that?
Like towels with their
initials?
Initials on them.
Oh, that's so fucking cheesy. Yeah,
right.
Oh, God. Okay. My first pick is, in my opinion, the overall 101. And I'm going to go live, laugh, love decorations.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And then I am also going to pick, it's like a stereotype or stereotypical gift that everybody gives, and I just think it's absolutely stupid. And I'm going to go with a toaster.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. I had it.
So
I had it on there, but I was going to wait for it.
I know, but I'm good. Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
Nice.
JP, what's your next gift?
Self-help books.
Self-help books. Nice.
And do I get another one right back?
Nope. You're in the middle of this draft.
I don't like it.
Yep. Derek, on the other hand, gets two in a row.
Oh, cool. Good for Derek.
Yeah.
A card with a $2 bill in it.
Oh, shit.
I would take that.
Okay.
Leftover Taco Bell sauce packets.
Nice.
Taco Bell sauce packets. Got it. Shit. Okay. JP.
Exercise equipment.
Oh, fuck. That was the one. Damn it.
A Bowflex.
Oh, damn it. That sucks. Because that was going to be my next pick. I am going to make it awkward at this particular wedding, and I'm going to get sex furniture.
Like a swing?
Like a swing? Yeah.
I'm going to invite you to my wedding.
I'm going to go with a sex swing.
I like that.
And then I am going to get matching pajama outfits. Yeah.
That's good.
All right. Okay. JP, what do you got?
Rabbits. One male and one female breed. And, you know, rabbits breed fast.
They sure do.
Just pets in general.
Yeah.
Any pet.
Yeah. Derek, you get your last two.
A hooker.
Okay. And your last pick.
A box of Penosaurus Rexes.
That is a good gift.
Damn it. Oh, that's a great pick.
What's better than one Penosaurus Rex?
A whole box of Penosaurus Rexes.
I don't remember who sent us those
That's the greatest thing we got.
Yeah, they're still here. I think there's some.
I've got two on my coffee table right now.
I'm sure you do.
I do.
All right, and JP.
If he could make me some salt and pepper shaker ones, I'd really appreciate that.
Yeah. JP. Last pick.
Nude portrait from your imagination. The nude portrait of the couple.
You know what would be even better?
What?
A portrait of yourself as a centaur.
That would be a good one.
That's one of a kind.
That is. You can't fucking. Yeah, that's true.
All right. So there are some that I was thinking of like so fucking cliche. The best gift to give somebody at a wedding is cash.
Yeah.
It's always
a $2 bill, yeah.
It's no, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, a bunch of cash, right?
Oh, okay. $2 bills.
But like
$3 bills, and that's my final offer.
Yeah. But my final pick is going to be gift cards to I'm going to go with gift cards to Applebee's.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Like some shit restaurant.
Yeah, just some shit. It's like, any you motherfucker. Yeah.
I would have went with a coupon.
Yeah, right. Not even a gift card. That's even better.
A coupon would be even better.
Coupon book.
Get one half off.
One of those books.
Yes. You know, that like, kids would sell you all the time. Yeah. Fuck,
that'd
yeah.
be a good one.
Just a bunch of old Wichita State tickets.
Yes. Yes. Hey, man, these were going to be valuable.
Or the Thunder tickets that you can get for free at Quick Trip.
Oh, God damn it. Oh, damn it. I have a great pick, and if I can switch it,
nope,
I want
to. No, you can't. We've done this before. You always want to switch. It's too late.
A signed picture of Benny Agbayani. That's what I want. That's what I would get.
Jeremy's got one of those.
He sure does. Yeah. Does he still have it?
I hope so. He better. I hope it's above the mantle next to the centaur painting. I got
better.
Right next to my centaur painting.
But yes, this is the draft for the worst things to get somebody who is getting married. You can go and vote on this list at facebook.com/laughingonthesidelines or twitter/x, which is at @LOTsidelines, and vote for your favorite list of the worst wedding gifts for somebody.
Man, surely I'm going to get a vote this week.
You got to, man. You have to. Absolutely.
All right.
I really love the exercise equipment and nude portrait. I think that's great. Yeah. But anyways, now we get to move on to my favorite part of every single episode. This is the Laughing on the Sidelines shitty situation of the week. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is this week's Laughing on the Sideline Shitty Situation, brought to you by Fanger Bang Beer and JP. And also Derek.
Wow, I got an applause.
Yeah.
Yeah, big applause.
Yeah, sure. Man.
They're still going.
Well, yeah. They should be. I'm a two-time winner. Yeah, Wichita's funniest president. You keep it going.
Encore.
Encore.
Give it some more.
God damn it. Show me some fucking respect.
That's right. All right.
All right.
Come on, calm down. We got to get through the show.
That's right. But yes, this week's Laughing on the Sideline Shitty Situation is related to the Easter. Easter is coming right around the corner. And so, naturally, what would you rather happen? Would you rather have the Easter Bunny hide your keys to your vehicle or your cellular telephone?
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah?
My keys all day long.
Why?
Because, dude, you can call an Uber and go to the fucking key shop and get a new key made, but you can't fucking, you can replace a cell phone, but all that shit is gone. I guess you got the cloud.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you got Apple Care.
But still, man, I've left my phone at home, like, when I went to work, and, dude, like, it fucks your whole day.
True.
Like, I'd much rather rather hide my keys, for sure.
I'm in a weirder situation. I would also say I would rather him hide my keys.
Or
uh-huh.
My phone's on silent. But if it's not on silent, I would say phone, because you could just fucking have somebody call it and you'd find it.
Oh, okay, you know? Fair enough.
So that's kind of a workaround.
I'm thinking more or less that, like, you can't find these and you've got to get someplace, right? So I am going to definitely say I'd much rather him hide my keys, because I could, if I really, really had to, I could walk to work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so then my phone is pretty much, my life is on that phone.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
And I know that I could retrieve it, but I also need to call somebody in an emergency.
Right.
That is the biggest thing.
Plus, what if they steal my phone or fucking hide my phone and then somebody else finds it and then my dick pics get out?
Exactly. Yeah, that'd suck, JP.
Man, could you imagine all the fucking messages I'd be getting? Oh.
Well, you wouldn't, because you won't have your phone.
True.
See? There, see what happens there?
I'm still going keys.
Yeah. All right. Derek, how about you?
Oh, man. I would rather lose my keys, I think.
Yeah.
Reason being is, I can at least call work and be like, hey, I'm not going to be in today. I cannot find my fucking key.
That fucking Easter bunny hit my fucking Easter keys. Bunny.
Yeah, they're like, you work at a bank. We're not even open today. I'm going to be like, mind your own goddamn business, Jake.
Dude, I'm totally calling in that next Monday and fucking, hey, man, the Easter bunny hid my keys. I can't come into work. I'm totally using that.
I fucking told Jeremy he should call in gay to work.
Yeah, you told us that.
I was like, I'm not going to be able to make it today. I'm sucking dick.
It's a life-changing experience.
Yeah,
it is.
But yeah, I think that's got to be it, because then I can at least sit at home on my phone. If I lost my phone, I'd be sitting there like, oh, I need my fucking phone. Mm-hmm. It's going to be cheaper.
Yeah.
To actually probably lose my phone.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I have Apple Care. It's like through $200 if I lose my phone.
Keys are way cheaper than that, bro.
No, I got to get it reprogrammed and everything.
I know a guy that fucking, there's a key shop right downtown that'll do it for fucking $100. It doesn't matter what fucking vehicle you drive.
Yeah, but you still got to pay for the key.
$100.
Oh, it's $100 including the key? Yeah, I can tell you how much one of my keys would cost.
Well,
it's like $250, depending on the key.
Plus the programming.
That's programming as well. So, yeah, but the other thing is like, I'm imagining, it's like, what would it absolutely kill me if I didn't have my cell phone, and it's when I'm taking a shit. Like, you don't, if you don't have that thing, it's like
you. Well, you could just dangle your keys in front of you. Ooh.
Like a baby.
Yeah.
Well, if somebody finds my phone and gets into my passwords and gets my shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you get into my car, you're just going to get old French fries underneath the seat.
Yeah.
And a shitload of rap CDs.
No.
Oh, no, you don't have them anymore. I don't have CDs anymore.
They're somewhere probably in my trunk.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then that'd be okay. But, yeah, anyways, guys, it's been a fun episode. Had a lot of fun with these guys. Tune in next week. I think we're going to have Travis Cagle on next week's episode, so be on the lookout for that. But, yeah, Monday Fun Day is now on Friday, so keep your eyes peeled for that as well. We're going to have a good show, but it's not going to be near as good as this one.
I agree.
Right?
No. It's yeah.
It's us.
It's always more fun when Derek's here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm having a fucking blast.
Yeah, I know you are.
Yeah, you're just doing just fine. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys so very much. Keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on sharing our content. That we really do appreciate. There was a question about people stealing our sounds and stuff like that. At this point, it doesn't matter. At this point, it really doesn't matter. Obviously, we would love everybody to know that it's us. And so, yeah, I mean, you guys do a great job. Let them know where that initially came from. But it is what it is. Do appreciate all of you. But anymore, it's just going to happen no matter what. But keep on doing what you're doing, which is telling people about the show and sharing our content, our TikToks, our YouTube, everything. We really do appreciate it. And as we always like to say, guys, do us a favor. If you like us, tell your friends. But if you don't like us...
We hope you get your ass kicked at Burning Man.
If you don't like us...
Tell your enemies.
And until next time, guys...
Party on, dudes.
Until next time.
Keep laughing, assholes.
We will see y'all later. Take care.